Now we're joined in studio by Kayleigh Malone. Kayleigh is from Ennis, now lives in England, and recently received the Queen's Award in Scouting, no less. She received her award in Windsor Castle and met that great survivor, Bear Grylls. Kayleigh, very good morning to you.
Morning, how are things?
Very well, thanks very much for coming in. So how does an Ennis lady end up living in the UK, and when did your journey with the Scouts begin? I'm presuming it began a long time ago back here in lovely Clare.
Yeah, so I started back in first and fourth Clare here in Ennis by the cathedral. Officially, I was a cub when I first joined, but both my parents were leaders, so I was technically on camp at the age of 6 months old. Both of them were involved at a group level, county level and provincial, and then were there about 30 years and then stepped away. But I joined as a cub officially, worked my way through my badges, became a seconder, started to work within teams, and loved camping, the outdoors, and then moved up to Scouts, where I kind of honed that, found my love for first aid, and in 2011 had the opportunity to go to the World Scout Jamboree, where this is a big kind of impact on my life. First time going abroad without my parents, which was in Sweden. We also got to go to Denmark as well. And this was huge for me because there was no one from our troop or even county selected for the 40 young people from the west of Ireland to go. But this, I found my love of travel and international culture and food. At the age of 14, I think that's how I ended up moving and stuff in the end.
Okay, you got the itch to start travelling from there. And you clearly loved the Scouts, and, you know, haven't spoken to those who've been on the Scouts before on the show. It seems like a great way to learn skills for you to travel, as you mentioned, but a great way just to socialise and make friends too.
Yeah, definitely. Like, from that, like, we were able to then go to national events and meet other young people from our own age, and I met some youth representatives from kind of all around the country at the Phoenix, which is a challenge that if you win the smaller challenges around Clare that you can go to, and then I met them and I got involved in kind of the youth representing as well, so that was from a county level and then to a provincial level and then up to the national level. So that's where you're voted in by your peers. And from the Jamboree, I kind of knew that I wanted to kind of make a change within scouting or in the community in general. And that was kind of the easiest way for me to go and do that.
Okay, so, you know, you're progressing through the Scouts, but you end up moving to the UK. What was it that brought you to the UK? Was it college? Was it a work opportunity? And were you able to continue your passion and love of scouting, or was that knocked on the head for a few years?
So when I finished my Leaving Cert, I kind of took a step back from scouting for about 2 years. I think I just needed a break. I didn't feel like I was ready for leadership yet, and there wasn't that many of us around. Most of us were going to college and stuff, so we weren't able to try to make a rover crew here in Ennis. So I stepped back. I was originally going nursing here in Ireland, but I missed it by a couple of points, unfortunately, and then I decided to take a step back and kind of reevaluate things, and found a PLC in Limerick. So despite not getting my points, I kind of knew within myself that I could still go back and do whatever I want. And I think that confidence in myself kind of came from scouting, but also that want to support people and care for others came from my love of first aid and looking after others, whether that was only a cut or anything, while in Scouts. So I went and did emergency care personnel in Limerick. Originally it was just a pre-nursing, but then found out that you could do the additional kind of first aid aspect of it as well at a higher level. So I came away as a qualified EMT from that, and then took a year out, applied for UCAS, which is the kind of CAO version of the UK,
okay,
and moved to university in Hertfordshire for paramedic science.
Okay, paramedic science, right.
Yes.
And then how did scouting re-enter the picture?
Funnily enough, I was at a students' union event, at a student representative event, well, training weekend, and I met this woman who was studying dietetics, so she was studying to be a dietitian. And the topic came up. It does. If you're a scout, it comes up. Or have been a scout, it kind of just comes up in natural conversation. And it turns out she's the group scout leader for the local Air Scout group. And she said, well, like, we are looking for leaders. We're always looking for leaders. If you're interested, come along on the Wednesday night. And then I did. And kind of 6 years later. Very quickly. Back into uniform, slightly different colour, but it's still blue, so it's grand.
Okay, similar enough anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us about the Queen's Award. It sounds very prestigious. Yeah. How did you end up winning this? Do you have to be nominated, enter yourself? And tell us about receiving the award in Windsor Castle.
Absolutely. So the Queen's Scout Award is structured the same way as the Rover Scout Award here, Chief Scout Award here. So it's built on the Goshka and the Duke of Edinburgh Award, where you've got to do a physical challenge, and you've got to volunteer all over 18-month period.
Okay.
But then you've got to do a residential and culminated in an expedition. But to what makes the Queen Scout or the Rover Chief Scout Award different, you've then got to do additional challenges on top of that. So you've got to do things with the topics of international, community, and values. So for my skills, I learned British Sign Language after meeting an individual while on placement who was deaf during the pandemic, and it was quite hard to communicate with them. So I learned British Sign Language to level 2 so that I knew how to communicate with deaf patients and individuals that I would encounter. I learned to scuba dive as well, where in the UK, which was freezing.
Well, imagine.
As you can imagine. And volunteering was with my local scout group every Wednesday for a couple of years, which added up for my volunteering. And then our international aspect, I brought 40 young people with some other leaders to an international jamboree in Cambridge, which isn't very far away, but it's a great experience for young people from a fairly deprived area in Hertfordshire to get the opportunity to meet people from all over the world.
And you still have to display, responsibility, looking
Absolutely.
After a large group of young people.
Yeah, from 10 to 14-year-olds, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Put your hands full then. Yeah. And when did you find out that you had won the award? And, what was your reaction?
I think after all of the work that we'd done, and then culminating in a presentation in front of friends and family and kind of other scouters, it was a relief that it was done, because it was like 5 years of work building up that was broken by the pandemic, and we'd filled in all the paperwork and sent it off to Gilwell, which is the home of scouting in the UK and kind of for all over the world. It was a relief that I got the letter, that I was successful, because they can turn away your evidence and say no, that you need more evidence or you haven't met the standards. So it was a relief. But actually, I was extremely proud, because me and my team had worked really hard to finish our expedition post-COVID, because there was an age limit. And we were very quickly getting to that age limit, which was 26 at the time, because it was extended for the pandemic. But I think we were extremely proud of myself and Lottie, who we finished at the same time.
Tell us about all the... We want to know about the glitz and glamour of Windsor Castle. What was it like?
It was fantastic, actually. It was a really brilliant day. There was hundreds of scouts from all across the UK who'd achieved the award, all coming together to celebrate, and we were in full uniform, and there's different types of uniform for air, sea, and land scouts, so to see the different uniforms and to see all these young people from across the the devolved nations and England to achieve such an amazing thing, whether that be their King or Queen Scout Award, because at the time there was people, it was the first one since the pandemic, so there was a large number of young people that achieved their Queen and then the King after the passing of the late Queen. There was hundreds of us, and we paraded around the square or the quad, and we got the opportunity to meet different dignitaries, and the one that I met was Bear Grylls, who is the Chief Scout of the UK and of the world. So that was kind of a big thing for me. I'd seen him abseil at the Jamboree down a stage from about a kilometre away, but to actually shake his hand and him to ask questions about the actual award itself and what I'd done, it was a big change from little 14-year-old me seeing him far away to 26-year-old me seeing him face to face and actually putting a face to the name.
There you go. And to get the opportunity to speak to him must have been lovely as well.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? You've got the Queen's Award in your back pocket. That'll look lovely on a CV.
So next week we have a local, a much smaller, much more humble dinner, which my partner, my mum and my best friend, who actually turns out to be the group scout leader from a couple of years ago, are all going for a dinner locally, which is the first one since the pandemic. But I still scout locally every week and I'm the county youth commissioner, still representing young people at a county level in the UK.
Lovely stuff. Well, look, congratulations on winning the Queen's Award, and best of luck in your future endeavours as well. If you meet any other dignitaries or celebrities, do make sure to pop in to tell us. Kayleigh Malone, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And funny, you met Bear Grylls. I found out, I hadn't heard this before, that his son is called Marmaduke, which
yes,
I thought was
is.
A rather wonderful name. Marmaduke Grylls, a name you're not likely to forget in a hurry. Kayleigh, thank you very much.
Thank you very
and
much.
Congratulations once again. Kayleigh Malone there, who received the Queen's Award in Scouting in the UK.